What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll look back at the contributions Avenue musicians made to Chess Records, one of the most important record companies in the history of American music. Chess Records is known worldwide for their groundbreaking blues and rock and roll releases. Chess recordings by Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf defined the sound of Chicago blues. And Chess releases by Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley helped to popularize rock and roll music. Chess Records was founded in Chicago in 1950 by Phil and Leonard Chess, a pair of immigrant brothers from Poland. As Chess Records was releasing influential music from artists like Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, and Etta James, they were also issuing recordings from important Avenue artists like Larry Liggett, the Teasers, and the Highlighters. So join us for the next hour as we explore music from Avenue artists who recorded for Chess. We'll start with music from the saxophonist and band leader Larry Liggett. He released 5 singles on Chess Records during the 1950s. In addition to his work as a nightclub entertainer, Larry Liggett is also remembered for his long career teaching in Indianapolis public schools, including Crispus Attucks. And in 1956, Larry recorded a version of the Crispus Attucks fight song for Chess Records. We'll listen to that track now. This is Larry Liggett with The Crazy Song, Parts 1 and 2.
Adi, adi, adi,
ay. Adi, adi, adi,
ay. Adi, adi, adi,
oh. Adi, 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 adi,
oh. Skip, bop, beat 'em.
Skip, bop, beat 'em.
It's a crazy song. That team is tough.
That team is tough.
They can beat everybody.
They can beat everybody.
But they can't beat us.
But they can't beat us.
Adi, adi, adi.
That was Larry Liggett with his recording of the Crispus Attucks fight song, released on Chess Records in 1958. Larry Liggett was one of many Avenue artists who recorded for Chess. Let's hear 2 more songs Larry released on Chess. Up next, we'll hear That Man Is Walking from 1954, followed by Perdido Mambo from 1958.
That finance man took my big car away. That finance man took my big car away. Didn't have my money, I couldn't make my payment today. Well, now that man is walking. That man is walking. walking. Fat man is walking.
That was the Naptown saxophonist Larry Liggett with Perdido Mambo, released on Chess Records in 1958. Saxophonist Jimmy Coe also recorded at Chess Records during the 1950s. Jimmy Coe is best known for his work in jazz music, but he performed on many important rock and roll records, including the Students' 1958 hit I'm So Young, issued by Checker Records, a subsidiary of the Chess label. From 1958, this is the Students and the Jimmy Coe Band with I'm So Young and Every Day of the Week.
I have a girlfriend. She says I'm her only one.
We just heard two tracks by the Students, featuring instrumental backing from the Jimmy Coe Band. On this week's show, we're listening to music from Avenue artists who recorded for Chicago's famous Chess Records label during the 1950s and 60s. Up next, we'll hear a track from the Teasers, a popular Indiana Avenue doo-wop group led by Bill Cox. From 1954, this is the Teasers with How Can You Hurt Me So, issued on the Checker Records label.
I've got a right to cry because you left me all alone, though you denied that you were ever mine. Can this be real? Let me go. How could you ever hurt me so?
That was the Teasers with How Could You Hurt Me So? Up next, we'll hear music from the guitarist, keyboardist, and bandleader Sax Carey. During the 1940s, Sax worked for the famous Indiana Avenue businessman and nightclub owner Denver Ferguson. We'll listen to two tracks Sax released on Checker Records. From 1954, we'll listen to Disc Jockey Jamboree. And from 1957, we'll hear Trying to Get You Off My Mind, featuring Katie Watkins on vocals.
Now the Moondog and Papa Stopper gave a party down in New Orleans. And man, that was some shindig, the best I've ever seen. Now they got their friends from far near to hire a hot jazz band. But the only song that the band could play was Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
Now they played that tune about 10 times and Gene Noble started to cry.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more Avenue music from Chess Records after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're listening to music from Avenue artists who recorded for Chicago's famous Chess Records label. As Chess Records was releasing influential music from artists like Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, and Etta James, they were also releasing music by important Avenue artists like Larry Liggett, the Teasers, and the Highlighters. Up next, we'll hear music from Mildred Cummings, better known as Little Miss Cornshucks. Cummings was born in Dayton, Ohio, but she spent the majority of her life in Naptown and played some of her first gigs on the Avenue. In 1961, she recorded her first and only full-length LP. The album was titled The Loneliest Girl in Town and issued on the Chess Records label. We'll listen to 3 tracks from that record now. This is Little Miss Cornshucks with Don't You Deceive Me, So Long, and Try a Little Tenderness.
People are talking all over town. They say you're tired of me, said you're gonna put me down. Please don't leave me, don't deceive me. Please don't go. Again someday, how that maybe then we'll say, darling, I was wrong. I may be weary, where men do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but to one I'm weary, try a little and deny it.
We just heard 3 songs from Little Miss Cornshucks, recorded for Chess Records in 1961. On this week's show, we're listening to music from Avenue artists who recorded for Chicago's famous Chess Records label. Up next, we'll hear music from Big Maybelle. Maybelle was born in Jackson, Tennessee, but she started her career here in Naptown, signing a management contract with Indiana Avenue's Ferguson Brothers Talent Agency. We'll listen to Maybelle's version of the James Brown classic, It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World, released by Chess Records in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
is a man's, man's world. This is a man's world. But he wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or girl.
That was Big Maybell with It's a Man's World, released by Chess Records in 1966. In 1970, the legendary Naptown funk band The Highlighters issued a classic single on Chess, and we'll listen to that record now. Up first, we'll hear Your Time Is Gonna Come, featuring Walter Webb on vocals, followed by Lulu. That was The Highlighters with Lulu, released on Chicago's famous Chess Records label in 1970. And on this week's show, we're listening to music from Avenue artists who recorded for Chess Records. In 1955, the Chess Brothers created Argo Records, a subsidiary of Chess that focused on jazz music. Up next, we'll listen to a 1958 release on Argo Records by the Three Souls, a legendary Avenue jazz band featuring Al Coleman, Will Scott, and Henry Kane. This is the Three Souls with Night Theme. That was the Three Souls with Night Theme, issued by Argo Records in 1958. Argo Records was a subsidiary of Chess that focused on jazz music. In 1965, the Argo label changed its name to Cadet Records. And we'll end this week's show with a 1967 Cadet release featuring the legendary Avenue guitarist Paul Whedon. This is the Don Pedersen Trio with Going Down Home. That's all the time we have for this week. Thank you for tuning in. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.